Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, Vincent Turner goes in on an NCAA legend special. He visits this time, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Calvin Jones, a gentleman who was the first college football player and first African-American to grace the cover of the illustrious Sports Illustrated. A man born on the south side of Steubenville, Ohio, the youngest of seven children. And in his playing career, ladies and gentlemen, with the Iowa Hawkeyes, who was a football team in bad shape. They had only one winning season in the previous 10 years prior to his arrival, but a dominant figure on the football field. Between 53 and 55, Iowa finished the year ranked number 9 in the AP finals. And a young man who graduated from the University of Iowa with a 3.0 GPA. Ladies and gentlemen, Vincent Turner explores the career collegiately of Steubenville, the originator. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing to some and presenting to others, Calvin Jones on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. And I demand you share it because this is a special, special video. Man, it's always an honor and a pleasure to come into your living rooms every week on social media. I'm very grateful and very honored, and very blessed to do all these great videos of all these great players that really don't never get respect or their flowers. And I'm going to say this from a standpoint of me being on this platform. There's one thing I enjoy the history of the game. But most of all, the platform has really made me special. And it's because certain people are really made me look good. And number one, I want to give special thanks to Jeremiah Daniel Long for making this happen for me. Also to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. To my best friend, co-owner of 100 Yards Football, Mr. Ronnie Keeble. To the legend, Mr. Bobby Butler, and to the voice, Mr. Marv Bass. It's a reason that I love doing this. And it's a reason that I have fun. And I said, no matter what, I'm not going to be like everybody else out here, talk the norm, pretend like I want to be in this game, steal ideas from other people, not put the work in, and not show the respect. Because I'm all about respect at 62 years old. That's what I learned in my hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, from my father, Chester Turner, my mother, Inez Turner, my uncle, Opie Turner. They taught me one thing. They taught me that nobody's going to give you nothing. It's hard work. So when I pull up these player names, I'm going to put my most sincere effort to this. And Calvin Jones has made an impact in college football. Granted, he's not recognized. When you talk about college football, you bring up Herschel Walker. even nowadays, gang, we talk about Nick Saban, we talk about Kirby Smart. But you see that picture right there? That picture is power. That picture is respect. That picture is honor. And I got love for Calvin Jones. Because when you look at the African-American athlete, it was hard back during that time. 1953 to 1954, this young man playing football on the college level. You don't get a lot of opportunities to be special. You got to be above the norm. You got to exceed before everybody else. See, in 1954, when Calvin Jones was a first-team All-American, there was a very racial serious change in America. Brown versus the Board of Education. A law that came down that you can't discriminate against Negro children no more in public schools. And it was just unheard of a black athlete being on a national magazine. And then in 1955, the situation that went down in Mississippi with Emmett Till. And this young man still performed at a high level in a Big Ten school. See, back then, you had athletes that had been on, African-American athletes that had been on Time magazine in the 50s, Don Newcomb, Jackie Robinson, Roy Campanella of the Brooklyn Dodgers, and Sugar Ray Robinson, the boxer. But the impact that Calvin Jones made with Sports Illustrated, selecting him on September 27, 1954, with their seventh edition ever. That speaks volumes. That speaks volumes, man. What more can you say? In a time that was unbelievable, time my parents were growing up in. See, I'm going to come from the hard today. And then you look at Sports Illustrated, you think of all the other African-American athletes that's graced that cover and Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan. But this was a game changer. That right there. I'm going to talk about Calvin Jones, not only him, the impact, but as a football player. Now, one of the greatest players that made the Hall of Fame, Alex Karras, who was a mainstay with Detroit Lions, was a year behind Calvin Jones. And he said Calvin Jones' skill set was like this. His nickname was Hustle, A+. Never stop running, A+. Because Calvin Jones played guard on offense and defensive tackle on defense. His base, A+, as a guard. He had pulling abilities, his out of the world on offense, A+. Trapping, A+. Scooping, A+. Balance, A+. He was exceptional. Core strength, A+. Footwork, A+. Awareness, A+. Hand usage, A+. Sustain, A+. Football temperament. He was nasty. Mean streak. Toughness. Pride. You had to be back then. You had to. And on defense, he got after the quarterback. A+. Relentless. And as Mr. Bass said, through all that, he was a Big Ten academic All-American. But this is the thing that really sticks out about Calvin Jones that really, really puts it into perspective. See, in 1954, you look at all the All-American teams. You had Ryan Beagle at Navy, Dickie Mogul at Rice, Howard Cassidy at Ohio State, Allen Amici at Wisconsin, Tommy Bell at Army, and Bob Davenport at UCLA. Then in 1955, you had Joe Childress at Auburn. You had Harold Schellenberger at Kentucky. That's right. The coach at formerly U, Ron Kramer at Michigan. Paul Hornung at Notre Dame. You had Ronnie Knox, UCLA, Johnny Majors at Tennessee. See, and then you had a Jim Brown that was a junior at Syracuse. But the thing that stuck out to me, he was named All-American Consensus both in 54 and 55. I want everybody to hear this and think about this. 54 was 6 years before I was born down in Memphis, Tennessee, in John Gaston Hospital. And as I said, him gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated happened the same year in 1954, as I mentioned, Brown versus the Board of Education. But this is what sticks out to me in respect. He was voted to 15 All-American teams that year. 15 different All-American teams as an African-American. And you know what? He played the whole season with a broken wrist. Let that sit in. With a broken wrist. See, we already know the picture. He couldn't sit out for the whole year. He had to go through what he had to do. He had to make an impact. He had to. Then he comes back in 1955. He becomes captain. Captain in 1955 of the Iowa Hawkeyes, being only one of three African-American players on the team. The same year, Emmett Till, baby. And he became the first African-American player to win an award. He won the Atlin Trophy. When I talk about Ali, who's one of my favorite athletes of all time, the greatest in my life, I got to say Calvin Jones is hitting that door. And another video is coming up, Paul Robeson. But Calvin Jones, he set the tone in college football for what we're watching today. Anthony Richardson of Florida, you should be thankful. I'm sorry. Bryce Young at Alabama, you should be thankful. Sorry. Deion Sanders at Jackson State, you should be giving flowers. Bobby Butler at Florida State, you should be giving flowers. Jahmyr Gibbs at Alabama, you should be giving flowers. Jalen Daniels at LSU, you should be giving flowers. Zach Evans at Ole Miss, you should be giving flowers. Hendon Hooker at Tennessee, you should be giving flowers. It's history. And that guy right there had an impact. Calvin Jones. Calvin Jones is probably one of the greatest football players that we don't ever talk about. As his teammate Alex Karras stated, he was a groundbreaker. And after he finished at Iowa, the sad part about it is that he didn't go to the National Football League and played in the NFL because he didn't think he was going to, the NFL wasn't offering what he wanted. So he went over to the CFL and played for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Canadian Football League. He became a first-team All-Star in his own year in 1956. But he left us in a plane crash in Canada that killed all 62 members on board. People from Paul Feinbaum to Stephen A. Smith to all you experts on the SEC network, and especially you people on the Big Ten network, Harold Griffin, I'm calling you out. Herb Street. Nobody in 20-some years has mentioned Calvin Jones and the impact he had on college football. Gracing the cover of Sports Illustrated in only the 7th edition, September the 27th, 1954. And serious racial change in America, the United States. It don't get no better than this. I'm very thankful that I have an honor and ability to talk about this. You can't do nothing to me because I'm on my platform, 100 Yards Football, with some great people. It just amazes me when I watch all these national platforms, I see all these college football shows. I don't hear Calvin Jones one time mentioned from the University of Iowa. And the impact he had on this game. Take that with you today. Really sink in. There's going to be some of you that's going to be mad at me. I know why. There's going to be some of you that's going to say, Vincent, man, you got serious, serious, you know what? Then there's going to be some people that's going to be in shock. Then there's going to be some people who think they knew college football, who won a national championship. You know what I'm talking about because you wouldn't answer my text back last night, but that's all right. You're stealing from me. And you're playing on your golf courses, but you're supposed to be college football experts, football of the South. But now one of you never mentioned Calvin Jones from the University of Iowa and the impact. And I'm even going to throw the HBCUs in there. Because he was an African-American. Hey, that's what I love doing what I do. That's why I'm proud. I love the game of football, professional, college, and high school. And I'm proud where I'm from. Memphis, Tennessee, the South. Enjoy the game this weekend. Tennessee State and Jackson State going to be playing down there in Memphis. Enjoy Beale Street.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
But other than that, my final words, I want to say special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for giving me the opportunity. He's taking his time out on Wednesday to help me fulfill my dream. I'm very thankful for that. Thank you to Mr. Jeremiah Long, who's given me an opportunity to sing in 2 years. Thank you for an NFL guy who I never, ever thought would ever be with me on any platform, Mr. Bobby Butler. Thank you to who I consider the greatest voice on any level. And he's coming. And he's going to be there, Mr. Mark Bass. And special love and thanks to my man out of Brooklyn, New York. His support over the last 12 years has made me who I am. I love him like a brother. No question about it, Mr. Ronnie Keebler, for believing in me. Thank you. And of course, to my parents, Inez and Chester Turner, I wouldn't be the man I am today. I'm so thankful that they taught me respect, morals, and honor in my 62 years of life. Thank you. And to my uncle, O.B. Turner, for always being up for me. Even though we hit heads and we bump heads, but thank you, man. And other than that, I'm a soul man. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm a soul man. Do-do-do-do. I'm a soul man. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm a soul man, da 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 da, on the country road in Mississippi, Sam and Dave, Stax Records. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.